From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled No Condemnation. The text is Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 20. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. A glorious word indeed! What a perfect pardon is here promised to the sinful nations of Israel and Judah! Sin is to be so removed that it shall not be found, so blotted out that there shall be none. Glory be unto the God of pardons. Satan seeks out sins wherewith to accuse us. Our enemies seek them, that they may lay them to our charge, and our own conscience seeks them even with a morbid eagerness. But when the Lord applies the precious blood of Jesus, we fear no form of search, for there shall be none. They shall not be found. The Lord hath caused the sins of his people to cease to be. He hath finished transgression and made an end of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus has cast our sins into the depths of the sea. This makes us dance for joy. The reason for the obliteration of sin lies in the fact that Jehovah himself pardons his chosen ones. His word of grace is not only royal, but divine. He speaks absolution, and we are absolved. He applies the atonement, and from that hour his people are beyond all fear of condemnation. Blessed be the name of the sin-annihilating God.
Oh,
Soon it will be the time of year when the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas, written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer. The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding "But to Think About" section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. As he proceeds with this series of studies in the Epistle to the Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, "Saints Secure in Christ Crucified and Risen from the Dead." The text is verses 5 through 11 of chapter 5. Having expounded the doctrine of justification, Paul now takes up the believer's security and assurance. Verse 5 speaks of the Holy Ghost having been shed abroad or poured into our hearts at the moment of our salvation. In verse 6, the apostle goes on to show that in giving Christ to die on the cross, God provided the greatest possible demonstration of his love toward sinners. Indeed, as Dr. Cairns will declare, the love of God is otherworldly. For as the verse proclaims, "In due time Christ died for the ungodly." The proof that no believer will ever suffer the wrath of God lies in the facts of Christ's resurrection and intercession. Christ's prayers can never be in vain. Paul goes on to say that we are saved by Christ's life. Here is the certainty of the believer's salvation. Finally, the Holy Spirit witnesses to the saved that they are secure in Christ. Now here's Dr. Cairns to conclude this message. saints secure in Christ crucified and risen from the dead.
Can you do anything else but rejoice if you have received the atonement, if you've received the reconciliation, if you've received the at-one-ment with God? We rejoice. There's the honor we give to Him. We come before the Lord and we give Him the glory. Salvation in all its parts is all of God. Salvation is all of grace. If we shall be saved, then to God be the glory. To Christ be the honor. There's a humility we feel, for we recognize we were without strength. We were not only without strength, we were without goodness. We were ungodly. We were stamped with that very thing that Paul mentioned at the beginning of the whole treatment in Romans chapter 1 verse 18, with that ungodliness against which the wrath of God has been revealed. We were without strength. We were without godliness. We were without merit. Truth to tell, we were even without desire to know anything about God or grace or anything else, for we didn't love Him. Here's a humility we feel. We're glorying in God. I have nothing wherein to glory, says Paul. I'm just a sinner. Vile, filthy, wretched, hell-deserving sinner. But I'm justified. I'm reconciled. I'm in friendship with God. I'm in fellowship with God. And I'm sealed so that I shall be saved from wrath. For the honor is His. The humility is ours. But here is a holiness to which we aspire. When I understand what God has done for me in Christ, and understand the assurance and the security that He gives me in the Savior, then I must glorify Him. In a word, you know, that's the essence of a holy life. To be living in the joy of the Lord. You can't be living in sin. To be living in the joy of the Lord. You can't be living with one foot in the world. To be living in the joy of the Lord is to separate unto Him and to say, Lord, given what I was and where I was, given what I am and where I'm going, given the ground on which I'm saved, there's only one thing worth living for, and that is the glory of God. We glory, we rejoice, we triumphantly exult in our God. I'm tempted to take off on another line, but time is gone. Can I tell you that when we recapture this in the church, we will recapture the secret of spiritual power. When you understand this in your own life, you will understand what it is to be a strong Christian. A strong Christian is not a Christian with strong will. A strong Christian is not a Christian necessarily just of strong character. Oh, he will have strong character, but that's the result, not the cause of his strength. A strong Christian is one with a clear view of what Christ has done for him and of the security that belongs to him in Jesus Christ, the result of which is he will have joy. Now get your eyes on you, and there's not much to look at. Get your eyes on you, and you'll be downhearted. That's where the devil wants to keep your eyes. Look at your failure. Look at your folly. He'd even say, look at your past, even though it's under the blood. He'd say, look at your past. But Paul's argument here is, look at your Savior. Look at your Savior. Your security is not in how you prayed the sinner's prayer. Your security is not in the tears and the repentance and the sincerity. Oh, all those things were there. But ultimately, the only perfection we have is in Christ. He says, look at Him. Look at Him. And that's where you'll get your joy. Remember what Nehemiah says in chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. People who are joying in God will be strong Christians. A church that really grasps Paul's argument here concerning the assurance and the security in which it's based will be a strong church. That's where you'll get the desire to witness, for this is worth talking about. This is not some dry religion. This is something worth talking about. You see, when you're exulting, when you're joying in God, when you are feeling this way, you have something triumphantly to proclaim. That's where you'll get the desire to witness. That's where you'll get fire and power in your witness. Even the ungodly will see there's a difference between what this person has and that kind of guilt-ridden witnessing that says, I've got to reach 40 people this year. You're one of them. Take that tract and on your way. They can tell the difference. When just out of the joy, the overflow of your heart, you're talking about something that is an exaltation within your own soul. What is it? It's the assurance based on security in Jesus Christ. Remember these five statements, each of which is sufficient, and together they form an absolutely perfect argument for the security of believers in Christ. Our hope will not make us ashamed. Believers will never perish. Why? God has given us His Spirit. His Spirit witnesses to us of His incomparable love. That love was demonstrated in the sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. That sacrifice, that shedding of blood, purchased for us a complete justification. And a complete justification means we shall infallibly be saved from God's wrath through Him. And therefore, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May God tonight give us hearts to praise Him. So easy to lose the joy. So easy to get to a place in your Christian life where everything is a grind. It's so easy to get to the place where you're so taken up with how you feel, the aches and the pains of your body, the looming of death, the losing of loved ones, the difficulties of a job, the problems of children, all these things. It's so easy to get wrapped up with all the things. What Mike Barrett always talks about as the stuff of life. And just get ground down into defeat. but oh, to joy in God. To joy in God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you taken time today to bow before the Lord and honestly rejoice in Him through Christ? Must we not often bow our heads in shame and say, Lord, a whole day has gone by. I have bowed the knee to pray, but I have forgotten to exult in Christ. Think of it. All that He has done, all that He has given us, all that we are in Him, let us rejoice in God through Jesus Christ, through whom we now possess reconciliation with God. But you know, if you don't possess that reconciliation, if you're in this meeting tonight and you don't possess that reconciliation, then none of this applies to you. And you shall not be saved from wrath. It's only the reconciled who are saved from wrath. It's only the justified who are saved from wrath. So if you're unsaved, you're still under wrath. But thank God, the gospel call is out of darkness into light. It's from wrath to reconciliation. Christ died for the ungodly. Take that in. Am I ungodly? I am. Christ died for the ungodly. And there's power in that blood to justify you. Oh, get to Calvary. Get to the cross. Get to the Savior. Cry for the application of the merits of His blood. And you'll find He never turns away a penitent sinner. And as soon as you cry for mercy, you'll get it. And far more than you could ever imagine. And you then will be able to join the chorus here. We joy in God because we shall be saved from wrath through Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to our hearts. We do thank Thee for the assurance that Thou dost give to Thy people, an assurance not based on anything that they have done or anything in themselves, but an assurance based on the security wrought by Christ and witnessed by the Spirit. Lord, we praise Thee that Thou hast said, our hope maketh not ashamed, because we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Lord, we pray that those who have come to this meeting without Christ will even now be drawn effectually to Him. O Lord, bring the lost to Jesus. And we pray that those who are saved will go out of this place with their eyes on Christ, rejoicing, hallelujah, what a Savior. O Lord, hear our cry, and grant that that joy of the Lord may be our strength. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.